Welcome to Under the Spotlight. I'm Carmela Sterling. Today is a special edition and it's just for you. We're heading into our, and for PJ and Nola and Peter, I'm dedicating the show to my biggest supporters besides you, my son PJ, sweet Nola, who's his friend, and they've been hanging out all summer together, giving us a chance to really spend some time with you, and to my producer, Cheers, who had fun playing a little surprise prank trick on me this morning. Peter, to you. Thanks for producing all the seasons, two or three. Going into our third. Yeah, this is Perks. Let me take a minute and tell you about this. So every show we have one of these. It's a powder drink in a tub, very economical, beautiful taste, cool colors, and it's filled with hydration, clarity, productive energy. You're not all jacked up on some energy drink and then you crash. This literally gives you sustainable energy throughout, which is, for me, I love all of that, but the hydration part is just dynamic. So this is Perks. It's through Happy Co. The link is up. If you're going to order and you want help, I would love to direct you. There are a couple of different flavors. I like the pretty pink. Cheers and thank you to our sponsor for both seasons of Under the Spotlight with Carmela. That is a delicious drink. I like that it's all natural as well. So yesterday, preparing for you, I told my husband a story I hadn't told him before, and I thought I've told him every story possible. Once upon a time when I started in television shopping many, many moons ago, it was at Home Shopping Network, and we'd become a network. We used to be Club, and I was sitting in the break room. Now, this break room was massive. Just outside of this room, these big double doors, was just a sea of operators. And in front of that was a much smaller scale studio where lights, camera, action were. And I was the next host up at noon. And I was in the break room having my probably usual, like a Snickers bar, something healthy for lunch and coffee. And I hear, and now live from beautiful downtown Tampa Bay, it's the home. And someone opens the door, like, you're on, you're on. I was like, what? I lost track of time and went racing out there, microphone not really neatened up, just kind of strewn on there through, and jumped into the chair and said, hi, and welcome to, I think at that moment, I didn't realize, but many years later, I realized that it could be moments till air and I could pop up here and be with you and be comfortable on camera. So today we're doing a version of that. We're not sure exactly how this is all going to roll out, but we have a lot of content loaded for you. In the two seasons, we have had people from the television shopping industry. Probably one of our most favored and recent podcasts was with Mary Beth Rowe. Mary Beth Rowe came into my life in the 80s. I was the host of the very first guest-hosted television segmented programming in television shopping. It was called Sunrise Edition. And me and my host would have lots of different guests. We had everything from cooking to jewelry designers. It was fascinating. And it was every morning at 6 a.m. My wake-up time for that show was 2:30 in the morning. Actually, 2. I was on the road by 2:30. Pre-production was at 3. Makeup was at 4 a.m. And the show went on at 5. Well, we then started to break a new ground in television shopping, and it was to take us on the road, to take our customers on the road. So we traveled from New York to La Cienega, New Mexico. And what happened during this time was I was on the road more than I was home. They said, really need to find a replacement for your morning show and your doll show, because I was hosting a doll show. And I personally picked Mary Beth, and everybody completely agreed. And thank God she said yes. She's kind. She's loving. She is who she is all the time. And we experienced that. In this case, it was Mary Beth Rowe. And I thought, wouldn't that be funny? Because she and I have been trying to have a conversation for about 2 years. So we had the conversation with you. What we gleaned from that interview, so many topics, but just to pick at least one or two for you, is be a servant. Use your God-given gifts to serve other people. And that's really what she does. Part two, for me at least, maybe I'd love to hear from you. She is very bold in sharing her faith, and I'm not that bold, right? She just tells it like it is and puts it out there for people, loves everybody. And lastly, she really does live God, family, and work, and all of them very intensely. There's about 20 other messages in there from Mary Beth Rowe, one of our many guests. Next on the lineup, we are going to the Happy Co., and we featured a woman early on. It's Claire Holbrook, early on in my career as a, I guess, a podcaster, calls video podcaster. This is one of my favorite interviews. I found her very interesting. She speaks five languages, and English, Spanish, Dutch, I forget, German, and something else, I forget, French. And why I enjoyed this interview so much, it made me realize that everybody has something to give that we can all learn from. And this interview with Claire, go back and watch this one for sure. She gave us tips on how to stay engaged with friends over the years, the impact her friends and their family had on her early on. And also her vision for herself was to work in the international field of business as a young woman, and then laid that groundwork by taking classes of language and foreign affairs and other things, and in business as well. What I've noticed about her, not only advice to all of us under the spotlight, but how she lives it out. She's social media connected. She stayed in an industry of network marketing one part of her life, and she has stayed connected to all the people at corporate. She's corporate, and she has done an extraordinary, she won the Stevie Award, an extraordinary job of putting her feet to work. It's one thing to think it, right? This is what she made me feel. One thing to think it, and then one thing to speak it, and then one thing to walk it out. And Claire Holbrook does exactly just that. And I was like so tickled to interview her because she's really lovely and all the accents and the stories. And if you haven't noticed that throughout the spotlight in our two seasons heading into our third, it has been really all about stories. One of my favorite interviews is with Kevin Millott. We met Kevin Millott at Grace Church about 12 or 15 years ago, at least. And he was the head of hospitality there. And he gave some advice. He didn't knowingly give advice. He just responded, let's roll the clip. And then I'll tell you a little bit more about the story. Hopefully this is what I'm thinking about. If not, we'll reroute it. But here's Kevin Millott on his leadership, and topic is hospitality. And there was a large table with a group of people, dressed in leather jackets, kind of biker looking, very cool. And you walked up to the table and he asked for something. He asked, and he didn't finish asking what it was. And I heard you say, the answer is yes. Now what's the question? And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the ultimate in hospitality right there. That one statement has stayed with me all these years, Kevin, and I've used it over and over again because we want to be kind and give and think abundantly and make people happy, right?
Always. And, you know, the greatest part of that is being in hospitality business, people have expectations and they're coming in.
Oh, my gosh. That's the clip. So dozens of years, over 15 years ago, that actually took place right in front of my eyes. And here we were under the spotlight just a few weeks ago, and I shared that with him. He didn't know that it had that impact. So it made me realize a couple of things. What my takeaways were: when you say something to someone, even though you have no intention of it having impact, it may just have impact enough to change their lives or stay with them. What that also does for me when I'm out and about, and it's not always easy on the road or in a restaurant or another service, maybe shopping, retail, or even just day to day, in grocery store and interacting with people, is just serve, right? It seems that our guests all have that in common: love and serve and care for others and do what you can to make others happy. You never know what they're going to ask for. The answer may be yes, let me see what I can do. Have you ever been through that experience? You're just hoping to hear a yes, even if it isn't going to go the way you want. You just want to know that somebody really cares and they're going to really try. That's Kevin. He's now placing for a store of his very own with the company Chick-fil-A. Pretty incredible, right? Thank you, Kevin, for your inspiration. So all of the guests that have appeared on Under the Spotlight, which is actually an answered prayer. I really missed being on the air, and I really missed being on camera with you and connecting with the viewer and shining the spotlight on others. That became my specialty over the years in television shopping. And when that was a wrap, I really missed it. And then I got a chance to go back and I'm like, oh, I get to go live out my dreams again, because I thought I was going to be in television shopping until I turned at least 80. Dream on. things change. So I had to pivot. So I've noticed that most of my guests, if not all, have had to pivot. Pivot in their career, their lifestyle, with work, with family. Even for us, having to pivot from not only my career to having a child with special needs. We pivot because we have children that are grown and now daughters that are married. I mean, we're constantly adjusting, right? So, but I noticed that with Under the Spotlight that I got to live out my dream because in that prayer that I prayed, God, I just want to use my gifts and skills. I really miss the studio. I got to go back and I realized while I was standing there in the first, literally, quite frankly, it was in the first 15 seconds I was standing there. I'm like, I finally get to be where I can use my gifts. And it hit me really like a ton of bricks. I don't need to be in a specific place or building to use my God-given gifts. It can be anywhere. And in the next 24 hours, I walk in this room. It's a lovely office space that my husband uses for his businesses. And he put together a studio. Lights, microphone, camera, action, and allowed me to do just what I'm doing now, which is shine the spotlight on others. Who else do we have in our lineup? We have many. Here's one. Carrie Cotis is where I'm going next. Here's one that really, this surprised me. She was very shy and humble about being featured under the spotlight, but she had something that I would never even dare talk about, and it was keto. I'm like, it sounds kind of cool. It's keto. It's a way of eating certain types of food. I mean, just way, way over my head. Anyway, we had Carrie come on, and it was one of the number one watched video podcasts and audio podcasts of our entire two series. So what does she have that many of us don't have? She has knowledge. I thought, wow, what a powerful tool this podcasting opportunity is to bring knowledge to those of us on many different topics. Because at first I worried, I'm like, well, I don't know anything about it. And she can tell somewhat about it, but my audience isn't all about keto. And then I realized this audience is about learning and gaining information. And we're always learning, right? We're learning every day and gathering information. So Carrie really topped the charts with her information about keto. If you want to connect with Carrie, she has an online Facebook page that's just loaded with recipes. And I see her making brownies and pizza and things like that. And I'm like, yes, let's go. Thank you, Carrie Cotis, for being our guest and inspiring us to think of the recipes that normally would spike our sugar or add some weight, keto lifestyle, keeping us healthier and leaner. Definitely connect with Carrie. If you're having issues connecting with anyone or you don't know how or you want to or you want more information, you can reach me at carmelasterling.com. Make sure you're on the VIP list and follow us on YouTube because we're posting all of the videos there. It's just been an easier experience for our viewing audience. I'm going to leave this next one up to our producer. I know we've had many people that he just loved the interview. It was so great. It was so wonderful. We don't have a specific favorite, but I do want to see what he's going to pick next. So it's a bit of a surprise. You see how little planning we actually have for today's show, but how impactful our guests have been to leave this imprint on me, whether it's here in my heart always or here. Oh, Taylor Worre, yes. Bring it home. On people in network marketing, how to stay in that space and stay where you are and grow or stay in the space and not check out. Know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that there's a lot of phrases that we use a lot that are really kind of cliche, kitschy phrases, right? But one of my favorite phrases that I would say all the time and people hear me say to this day is we need to marry the process and we need to divorce the result.
Wow. Okay. Producer's pick is Taylor Worre. Taylor is a VP of field development for Happy Co. His father is the famous Eric Worre, literally famous as a motivational speaker, teacher, trainer, author. And I've been just feet away from this man at an event and he spoke and he's not only powerful, but it's through lived experiences. Taylor's actually asked for a podcast where we didn't have a limit on time because he has so many stories to share. And we feel so fortunate to have this man's influence in our life. Thank you. In our life on a continual basis as he brings to the Happy Co. an enormous amount of experience and he cares, which we love. And we're building a company. Now I'll put this out to you. If you've ever thought about owning your own business, like for real, your own business with customers, more of like an affiliate link so customers can buy from you, so you can tend to them. That's what I do as well. And I love helping other people. If you're ready to do that, or you love our product so much, you do want to share it, you just want to gain some rewards. We have an awesome reward program. You know, that the whole dynamic of network marketing has changed so much. I do love HappyCo because we are about happy. We have products that have impact. They're affordable. They make sense. And you can help other people become customers, or you can build your own business. There's just so much to it that makes it more palpable in today's marketplace, where you see influencers and people talking about products on social media much more open than just the single sale of a brick and mortar or online through a website or TV shopping. So thank you, Taylor Worry.
The property you'll ever own is your mental real estate.
Love this.
Real estate. Property you'll ever own is your mental real estate.
See, so he brings things like that to us. The most important property you'll ever own is your mental real estate. As one of my guests said one time, her name is Chiquita. I just love her dearly. I loved her so much. Still do. There she is. You have a picture of her ready. That's fantastic. She said, protect your eye gates and your ear gates. And I had never heard that before, but it's true. What are we watching? What are we listening to? So I hope that Under the Spotlight has inspired you in one way or another today. I'd really love to hear what it is about some of our guests that really captured your attention. We have a lot of guests that have had great success with pivoting in their life. We've had some, there are many that I could think of, like Bob Sercosta comes to mind for sure. Many others come to mind too that have been in their industry so long, they are iconic. And here is one man that really has received a very unique award called the Legend Award. He is iconic in an industry. He's actually the founder, co-founder of the entire industry, not just a network, but the industry, Mr. Bob Sercosta.
That at all. What do you mean selling has nothing to do with sales? And then he told me what changed my professional life like in an instant. He said, Bob, when you're selling something, you're doing something to somebody. But when you're helping someone, you're doing something for somebody. And as soon as I started to think of this thing called selling from a helping perspective, it changed, like you just said, it changed the mindset. And that's what it is. It's a shift in your mind. In fact, in Sweden, the word for selling is called säljning, and it means to serve, to serve.
Love, love, love. Oh my gosh, I love Bob so much. So does Peter. He's become he's just important in our life and a good friend. He's been a mentor throughout the years, and you can still see him on the air today, still on Home Shopping Network. So what Bob has done, like some others, they've stayed in their realm, in their, you know, stay on the bus, as Bob likes to say, and has continued to hone their craft, in some cases, help others, as he has helped so many others mentor. Bob has a program, and I recommend this for all of us. I've taken it twice. You can actually buy it. We have a specific link that if you want it, I will send it to you. And when you go through this link, you're going to get a price that's very specific to you because you're coming in through Under the Spotlight. And what the program does is it helps you understand the thinking process of presenting whatever it is you're going to present. Maybe you sell something for a company, or maybe you're pitching a company or selling a company, or quite possibly you're the motivational speaker, or you lead a team of people in any realm. You know, you could be the lead nurse, or you could be the head of a network marketing company, or it could be that your family is large. I mean, if you're trying to really master your message, for real, this, it's so easy to enjoy and listen to. I had actually had to go back as a refresher. So once you make the purchase, it's yours to keep forever. So I can go back as many times as I want, and so can you. Oh, you have it up? Master your message. There's special pricing through that link. Okay. So if you need help, let me know. You'll learn a lot from that. It's so interesting. It's not just a visit that I get to have with my friend who we're having a little conversation, shining the spotlight on them. Like, we're gleaning things from our guests, like comments like this. Your guests have been so inspiring. Thank you for sharing with us. That's what I feel like I'm doing, is sharing them with you. This spotlight is about the guest. How fortunate and blessed have I been to have so many amazing guests? Now, that's been season one and two. As we finally wrap this morning, there's so many more. So I'm going to put up a video on YouTube of all the guests from both seasons. But we can quickly, if you want me to, Peter, just go through. Yeah, there, Rozzy. Oh my gosh, that was such a crazy cool visit. I was shocked when I called Rozzy. She's like, oh my gosh, Carmela, I missed you so much. And Chiquita, the same way, you know, oh my gosh, we're just getting to know each other on Facebook, but I'm so honored that you asked me. Carrie, same way. But I was going to say, Laura, oh my gosh, same thing. She's like, I'm honored. I never thought about that response. I'm honored to be under the spotlight. So this thing has really grown. It's because of the guests and because of you. And I'm honored to sit here and present to you these amazing, amazing people. Oh my gosh, wasn't she fun? Diane Isabel. I loved having Brian Fryer on. That was a big hit for me. Like, wow, I'm asking one of the big dogs to come out here. He is a motivational speaker and coach. But it's funny. They all have the same thing in common. What can we do to solve a problem for you? What can we do to serve and inspire you, our customers? And besides, it's very interesting, right? It's just all very interesting. So many wonderful guests. But I'm going to put up this video of all of our guests up until this very moment. And then moving forward, we have lots more guests ready to come out. And we are scheduling. We're actually booking more so we can be prepared and bring more content to you. But I kind of want to tell everybody that now we're hearing from people who want to be on Under the Spotlight. So that's a new process for me. And a couple that we have coming up will inspire you from kind of their wow circumstances that they were in and how they came through it and where they are now. So it's going to be very interesting for me and hopefully for you too as well. So like, comment, share on YouTube, same on Facebook, share with a friend. Maybe they're like me and they're inspired by our guests. Maybe they'll hear something that they needed to hear. I know we don't have pictures of everybody, but I just have to mention, well, really all of our guests. But I was going to say Cheryl. When Cheryl was here, Cheryl Henderson, how powerful it was to invite someone who I hadn't seen in, gosh, 20 years. Jorge and Charlie Lapson, Jorge Perez and Charlie Lapson, Sana Manasoff, and the many others who, Susie Ditcher, oh my goodness, Justin, who made his visit here to talk about his product, and Nan Santula, who graced us with her beautiful love and light, and my friend Lynn, who spoke about her child with special needs, and my dear friend Wendy Pett, who helped me get into shape. I love connecting with Dan, our favorite chef on social media, Chef Dan from Lancaster, and the art of Anthony Quinn. Oh, that just filled my heart to see Kathy again. I think I cried out of the gate, right? To my dear friend and mentor of many years, Melissa Lucas and Gabrielle Merrill, and of course, most recently, Isomers. But what really kicked it all off for me was a really special guy. His name is Darren Kidd. He's an author of a book that I just loved and absorbed so quickly. I'm so grateful he wrote this book, and it's so easy to read and so fast. I need it fast, quick, and easy, and information that I could apply. I interviewed him, and then he became our business coach for a while. It was really an honor to have him out here as a guest after having spent time learning from him. And he helped us actually launch this podcast as an audio podcast. He helped us figure out that if we just work in our gifts, we'll have success. And here's a picture of course, Darren Kidd and many of the others. So we'll post for you all the interviews, all the pictures, and one compilation that I put together just for you. So on YouTube, Carmela Sterling on YouTube Under the Spotlight, there's a new logo up there. There's Darren. A new logo up there. So as you find it, if you would hit a like and subscribe. And yes, please feel free to share. I think our guests definitely warrant that as well. Any final thoughts before we go? Our producer, good?
Yes, thank you.
And thank you from all of us here Under the Spotlight. See you next time. And thanks so much for tuning in.